Okay, here's a two-part interview with Chuck D from Public Enemy. They're playing at Trust Arena in October. Get your tickets now from Ticketek.
How do you define what you do, and how did you come to do it?
I define what I, who I am. I'm an earthperson, and I think I'm a rap artivist because I think I have taken the combination of rap music. I'm an artist, and I think I've done some activism with my art and my music. And I've come to do it because these are the things that I happen to see. And I'm a listener more than a talker, so I'm able to see this. And I happened to come along at the time when the genre was forming, and it caught my interest, especially from the technology side. Two turntables, a mixer, being able to make new music out of old music and come and put something overdubbing it as a process which made rap music and hip hop. So that intrigued me. And I'm kind of like, I pinched myself because I can't believe I'm caught up in the middle of it and influential in it as much as it influenced me.
Excellent. Describe your first musical memory.
I come from parents who were young and hip, and they were in their early 20s in my single-digit years. So it's a Motown, Stax, Atlantic, James Brown, Ike and Tina Turner, Columbia Jazz Club family. So records intrigued me. And if I heard anything when I was 3 years old that made me want to tear the house apart, it probably was Stevie Wonder, Fingertips. Because here was a kid that sounded like me with a bunch of instruments, although I couldn't describe them, like harmonica and fast beat, and a kid saying, yeah, which almost sounded like myself crying. So I guess, you know, that's something that's a first memory, and Stevie Wonder is still here in all his greatness and glory. Ain't that something, bro?
Describe your best musical memory to date.
Best musical memory today. I have so many, but I would tell you one highlight was doing a video and a song with Mavis Staples in 2014 called Give We the Pride. And that, I'm still pinching myself.
Excellent. Where do you feel artistic progression leads?
Where do I feel artistic progression leads? Never repeat yourself twice. I never really like to make art or music. I didn't want to make music that people liked. I wanted to make music that people had an emotion to. You know? Matter of fact, that sometimes I got really weird and I just wanted everybody to hate it and see what I pulled out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. How do you define success?
Being able to evaluate it in a quiet solo drive and evaluating what I just did. And the success was, do I feel good about it or bad about it? And then I can go on from there.
Describe something you haven't created yet that you would like to create.
I have not created a method where I could do paintings fast like I do illustrations.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Still,
clear that. You know, that's that's something I'm struggling and turning the corner on.
Yes. Now, what do you believe is the most essential function of art and music?
To connect souls. To connect us with our similarities and knock the differences to the side.
Burn, Hollywood, burn. I smell a riot going on. First the guilty, now they're gone. Yeah, I'll check out a movie. But it'll take a black one to move me. Get me the hell away from this TV. All this news and views are beneath me. So all I hear about is shots ringing out about gang putting each other's head out. So I'd rather kick some slang out. All right, fellas, let's go hang out. Hollywood or would they not make us all look bad like I know they had? But some things I'll never forget, yeah. So step and fetch this shit. For all the years we looked like clowns, the joke is over, smell the smoke from all around. Now
now every single bitch wanna see me. Big daddy, a smooth word to mother. Let's check out a flick that exploits the color. Rolling through Hollywood late at night. Red, blue lights with a common sight. Pull to the curb, get played like a sucker. Don't fight the power, the motherfucker.
As I walk the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, big and hard it was for those who starred in the movies, portraying the roles of butlers and maids, slaves and hoes. Many intelligent black men seem to look uncivilized when on the screen. Like, I guess I figure you to play some jigaboo on the plantation. What else can a nigga do? And black women in this profession, after playing a lawyer, out of the question. For what they played, Aunt Jemima is the perfect term, even if now she got a perm. So let's make our own movies like Spike Lee, cause the roles being offered don't strike me as nothing that the black man could use to earn. Burn Hollywood, burn!
Now we're considering you for a part in our new production. How do you feel about playing a controversial Negro?
Yeah, I'm with it. You mean somebody like you would be new Negro Brown, right?
Well, it's a servant, Arthur, that shuffles a little bit and sings.
Yo, man, what?
Hey, Q, can't play. Listen, I hope you ain't wasting my time. You know how I feel about giving these movies my money. You know what I'm saying? I work hard for it.
Come on, man. This movie's dope, man.
Movie's chill, man.
Hey, I'm chill too, man. But you know what I'm saying? I just don't. I can't go for the Steel Magnolia shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's cool, man. It's cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's feature presentation: Driving Miss Daisy.
No, man. No.
Just what I'm talking about. All these terms and endearments shit.
Hey, yo, check it out, man. I got Black C's at the crib, man. Y'all want to go check that out?
Yeah. That's the idea. We could have rolled it from the beginning. Y'all with it,
fuck Hollywood, man.
Okay, now on to Public Enemy, mate. You're celebrating the 35th anniversary, or your 35th anniversary of Public Enemy, with the On the Grid tour. What does reaching this milestone mean to you personally and for the group as a whole?
That we're able to share it in a place that's far away from home. Which shows that this planet is big but yet small, and we're able to connect through music, electronics, one way or another, and also the fact that you're able to build on that and look people in the eye and share the vibe. I think that's what it means to me, that 35 years later, that you spent time here a few times to understand that you could come back and celebrate that.
Excellent. Now, Public Enemy is known for its sharp social commentary. How do you think your music has influenced social and political conversations over the years?
I think it's frozen in time and it's documented. I don't think it needs to be. I don't think it needs to stay in time. I think the moments move and movements and the moments and momentum also moves. So I think that Public Enemy's lyrics and sound, although it's like a tree ring in time, I think you could examine the tree ring and learn something on how to go and examine the future. But I don't think you should examine Public Enemy's songs in the same context always as when it came out. You have to kind of look at it with a future scope, because when we made music for a future.
Your album Fear of a Black Planet has had significant cultural impact. What do you remember most about the creation of that album and its lasting influence?
Creation of that album came after a very incendiary 1989, and I wanted to put together an album that was totally different from our groundbreaking It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. And a lot of people expected that we were going to come with a record that was going to pretty much do the same thing, but we went another way on it. So we didn't come back to be familiar at all. We followed the rock and roll credo of never repeat yourself twice. I didn't think we repeated ourselves twice on that record. And it's a dissertation. And so the first time that a dissertation was actually laid out in a rap record. So I thought that was interesting.
Public Enemy has been at the forefront of fighting racial injustice and inequality. How do you see the group's role in today's social and political climate?
Something that leads the genre to be structured, organized, accountable, and responsible to the movement of the people.
Public Enemy is known for its politically charged lyrics and activism. How did the group's focus on social issues influence your own perspectives and contributions?
Coming from a different time, being born in 1960 and having people around me that was able to also co-remember with myself. So my first 10 years of my life, I experienced watching Vietnam, the Black Panther Party, COINTELPRO, assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Meg Evers and Mark Clark of the Panthers, and also music converging and protests and campuses. So yeah, all that helped form what Public Enemy's narrative was going to be when I started doing it in 1986, 87, writing songs. It was just a culminating store up of words, sight, sound, story, and style.
I mean, how do you see the evolution of hip-hop from when you guys started to the present day, and what changes have you noticed in the industry's approach to social and political issues?
The biggest change and difference is the technology. Everybody's attached to gadgets at the hip, so it's transcended many cultures and many languages. I think that government, industry, and technology should not be in control of culture, art, music, hip hop, and rap. So therefore the schism is right there.
And what are your thoughts on the current social and political climate, particularly in the US, and how do you think music can contribute to change?
For the first time in a long time, I am actually speechless because I really can't call what I'm seeing right now. I haven't seen anything like it, and therefore I can't really speak on it because I don't know how much deception is part of all this. It's obviously kind of weird right now.
Yes, it's batshit crazy, isn't it?
It is bizarre, bro. It's very bizarre.
All right. What can people look forward to or expect from a Public Enemy show here in October?
More energy than you ever think out of two front people who are 129 years old collectively. I don't know if I'm Mick or Flavor's Keith or vice versa, but you know, our whole thing, our motto is power, speed. You either do the songs or the songs do you, so we're not gonna have the songs do us.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother, Chucky D? He swear he nice. I said,